Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the master of quick thinking and jerry-ringing electronics.
I prefer to think of it as being swift and hardy.
Oh, you're hardy, that's for darn sure.
I'm very hardy.
But nobody's ever accused you of being swift.
Like an alligator. Good in short bursts, but beyond that, yeah, not terribly useful.
If it's really out of your range, you're not interested in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Nor are you going to pursue it.
Nope.
Evan's here.
Thank you.
It was a very long-winded intro for you.
I'm a long-winded guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm worthy of long wind.
You,
it's my tribal name, actually.
You actually breaks long wind?
No. 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 Again, short bursts.
Powerful.
Don't think
powerful,
about it too hard.
But short bursts.
Short bursts.
Yeah. We are coming to you from Adelita's Mexican Restaurant, straight off of Central Avenue in beautiful northeast Minneapolis.
Foreigner town, as we call it.
Let's not call it that.
I don't see any problem with that. What is the problem with that?
Because it's mildly un-PC.
Yeah, but what better way to describe this area that it is a very cosmopolitan stretch of road.
No.
Because you've got still nationalities from all over the place.
Then call it a cosmopolitan stretch of road.
Yeah, but that's too many syllables.
Cosmotown. Cosmotown.
No, because then I would expect like Sarah Jessica Parker to be hanging out there. And you'd never see Sarah Jessica Parker hanging out in Adelitas.
No.
We need to think of a name for this. I'm willing to concede that it's slightly on PC, yeah. But I can't think of a better name for it.
Now the only thing that's coming to mind right now is
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That and the fact that her face looks like a foot.
She used to be so cute.
When?
I don't... Like, Flight of the Navigator era. I'm not talking... I'm not saying recently.
God.
Girls just want to have fun.
Flight of the Navigator was a Disney low point.
No. Oh, see... our margarita glasses are thick, but that doesn't mean I won't break it off and take a jab at you. You will not besmirch Flight of the Aviator. Probably the high point of the live action Disney movies.
I believe it started and ended with Condor Man.
Condor Man was terrible.
I know.
God.
I'm just trying to pull out obscure Disney live action.
That's impressive, though.
Thank you.
Condor Man is a bit of a deep cut,
yeah.
As it were.
Honestly, nothing else is coming to mind at this point.
Oh, well, Return to Witch Mountain. Like, all those Witch Mountain movies.
Okay.
Those were entertaining. Yeah. There are no Flight of the Navigator, though.
Yeah. We got all the Love Bugs.
Yeah, I was never a big Love Bug fan.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, oh, the car is possessed.
Yeah.
Big deal. Don't care.
And it's in Monte Carlo for some reason.
Because, well, you know, I'm
and Buddy Hackett's
in the,
there.
In the 60s, I think every third person was in Monte Carlo at that point, and Buddy Hackett was the other.
The third.
Out of three people. Out of three people, one of them was Buddy Hackett, and the other one was in Monte Carlo. So, that's just the way the 60s worked.
Those were wild times.
They were wild times.
Were they not? At least for Buddy Hackett, they were.
Oh.
That guy had a good run.
He did have a very good run. Ended strongly, too. You know what his last role was?
No, I don't. It's animated.
I'm almost positive it was his last role. Yeah. It was the seagull on Little Mermaid.
That's right. You're right.
I forget what the name of the seagull was. It's not like Gadget or something like that. But
Sebastian was the crab.
Sebastian was the crab. And Flounder was the fish.
And Gadget was on Rescue.
Gadget was on Rescue. He's got a name like that, though. it's going to bother me. I got to look this up.
I'm trying to think of other Disney live... We got Treasure Island, but that was really early. That was like 50s.
Yeah. They really dropped off in the 80s.
Yeah. There wasn't much of anything in the 80s. And Condor Man was 70s.
That's true.
This is going to bother me a little bit.
Well, we can look it up. as we go.
Well, yeah, Swiss Family Robinson.
Swiss Family Robinson. Again, that was 60s. 60s or 70s.
Oh, okay. I think it was 50s.
It might have been even 50s. I don't know.
Yeah. Condor Man. This also might be the name of this week's show.
It's going to have to be Condor Man. We're going to have to figure out what Condor Man is in Spanish.
Yeah, or what was Buddy Hackett's last film role.
Yes.
That's really strange. Either way, we are we're in beautiful Northeast Minneapolis. Well, I have I've come back from my Mexican exile of not having any Mexican food since returning from the motherland.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was a good choice.
You've been here
a couple times, but I've never been here, which is very rare for any restaurant.
Scuttle was the
good.
Was the,
there you go. Now you're going to contribute?
Now I'm going to contribute. Sorry, I had to look shit up. What was your question? I'm sorry.
I was mostly saying this is one of the few restaurants in a while where you've been to and I've never been.
That's true.
Especially when it comes to ethnic cuisine.
Yes. Although, and this might sound PC, but let me fully form my thought.
Okay. Continue.
I don't necessarily consider Mexican food ethnic food.
No, it's Mexican food.
It's because you can get it anywhere. Once there's a chain of something,
right?
I don't think that qualifies anymore. So, you know, Mexican, Chinese, even Italian, I think. It's hard, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm not taking anything away from it.
No, and I'm sure this will be amazing and great.
But. I really hate to use this as my bellwether of unsophisticatedness, but my mom will go to a Mexican place. She's not going to go to an Ethiopian place.
That's a shame.
You know. Well, yeah, I know that. I mean, I shouldn't say she won't go, but I'm saying that wouldn't be her first instinct.
Right.
You know, you'd have to make an overture to her saying, right. Let's go to Ethiopia.
It's really good, trust
me. It's really good, yeah. Yeah, I'm not screwing around here.
Right. Great. Granted, you might be on the toilet for a long time afterwards, but...
Yeah, but I don't live there, so... Whatever.
Don't let anybody tell you you're not a good son.
Whatever happens after dinner is none of my business.
All right.
I'm in a feisty mood today.
You are
in
a feisty
mood. Just want to point
that out.
It's been a long day.
You haven't even gotten like halfway through our 2-for-1 margaritas.
Yes, they do.
Which apparently came in the
buckets.
Well, the Holy Grail is what it came in.
Big glass buckets. Yeah. I feel like I should.
We might as well be drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
I was going to try to be somewhat cultural and make a Little John reference, but I don't know what the hell he says. So, but I know he's big into the chalices.
Oh. I went Robin Hood, Little John. Food lolly?
God, we're really white. Wow, that's a... There's a movie I need to watch again. Maybe that's what I need. It's been too long since I've seen the Disney Robin. Again, back to Disney.
Sorry.
The Disney Robin Hood, which I still think is top three non-Pixar Disney movies.
I'd agree with it. I'd almost say it's pretty much number one with a bullet for me.
See, I always hesitate putting one thing at the best.
Yeah,
I like
That was a good time though.
That was a great time.
Yeah, Jungle Book. Yeah,
never a big fan of Jungle Book.
It's basically the same damn movie. Like you can actually see portions that they've superimposed, you know, and just put like a vest on somebody.
Was it Robin Hood and Jungle Book that they did that, or was it
Baloo?
Baloo is pretty much the same damn bear. But no, there was one where they actually...
voice, same everything.
Well, yeah.
And same dance sequences.
Well, that's the thing. There was one movie, there was one set of movies where they actually did like a shot-by-shot comparison.
It was Jungle Book and Robin Hood? Yes, it was.
Which is funny, because I've always been kind of on Robin Hood.
Literally
on
the same
Jungle
movie.
Book. It's not literally the same.
Well.
Better songs.
True.
Robin Hood... I still think it's some of the best. So I could probably sing any one of the songs.
How good is that opening number?
It's a great opening.
With the rooster? Oh, my God.
The rooster was badass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. He was an actual like country singer, and whose name is escaping me right now.
I know. He died just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, no, still, not in Nottingham. If I ever...
Come on now.
When my... my crooner career takes off.
Yeah, we're waiting on that.
With bated breath. I was trying to think of, I was going to say Jason Buble, but that's not the right what I'm going for. Josh Groban. That's what I'm looking for. When my Josh Groban career takes off, right. I'm bringing back Not in Nottingham. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't see that working for you.
Anything else for you?
Water?
Water?
Yeah, water would be great. I don't see that happening for you.
Well, you've never been one to have.
I love you like a brother, but I also know your limitations.
You've never been one for not, what's the word I'm looking for? Vision.
Yeah.
I am blessed with vision. Although after this barbacoa, I don't know if I will have vision. I might be struck blind.
That's regular barbacoa, though.
Yeah, this is goat barbacoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy. And it is packaged with a big fat pepper.
Jalapeno.
So this is probably going to have some serious stank on it.
Mm. Well, the jalapenos are for the pansies. No.
I am a pansy.
You're a pansy.
We've talked about this on many occasions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whew, they're hot.
Hence the steam coming off of them.
Well, yes, I understand that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Keep that steam in there.
So what do we got?
You went with... What'd you...
Well, they have some basic stuff that comes with pretty much everything.
Yeah.
We get the healthy portion of rice.
Refried beans.
And beans, which are all yours if you want to steal mine.
What?
I actually forgot to ask. I didn't want beans. I don't like refried beans.
Oh, my God.
I don't. I've never liked it. Yes, I'm un-American for not liking Mexican food.
Yeah. Certain types of Mexican food.
It's just, you know, to me, it's a... I don't think you should get a do-over on food. If you didn't fry them right the first time...
It's your fault.
Just let it go. Don't try to salvage.
Keep my tortillas warm here.
First off, there are tortillas.
I know, but you're letting all the steam out.
Well, get over it.
Born in a barn, you can't keep the tortilla cover shut. Anyway,
you're an idiot.
What'd you get?
Okay, so we got the rice and the beans. We got a nice, healthy portion of guacamole in here, and as well as some assorted vegetables. And then we each get our choice of meats
mm-hmm.
on which to apply said vegetables and rice and guacamole and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the barbacoa and chivo, which is a goat meat barbacoa. I do loves the goat.
There's something to be, there's a joke to be had in there. I just don't know where it is.
I know. I got wood for sheep. Which you don't even understand the reference.
No, you really don't.
It would take too long to explain.
Thank you. I think.
Yes.
I got the Camarones a la Diabla, which I've added at a couple different restaurants in town. Essentially what it is the shrimp in the devil sauce. Or a devil's sauce. And again, it's served with the same amount of accoutrement. And it's a ton of shrimp, sauteed with some white onions. And in a very, very potent and spicy sauce. It already, after one bite, has got my nose running, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it does have some heat. And yours is already running down your arm.
It is. Well, just my hand. I caught it before it got to my arm.
Well, we got a ton of tortillas, which are awesome.
Which I do appreciate.
Uh-huh.
I've been to many restaurants mm-hmm. where they give you some sort of trough of food
mm-hmm.
and they give you two tortillas to deal with it,
right? To manage.
It's like there's gotta be a dozen in there
at least
easily.
Yeah, buddy.
And you know, it's just poor resource proportions.
How badly is this gonna hurt later? Both of us.
Again, I don't live with you, so.
Yeah, but that's got a lot of what looks to be a lot of spice on it.
That's got a decent little kick to it.
Would you like to try any of mine?
No.
You sure?
No, I would not.
Gross.
Yeah, the goat
got a nice little burn to it, mm-hmm. but not too bad. I mean, it's clearly been soaking in that jalapeno barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm.
It is like a smothered mm-hmm. pulled barbecue, essentially.
Yeah, it's very, very pulled barbecue-ish. Yeah. The rice is fantastic.
It's very good.
It's very fluffy, very well-cooked, mm-hmm. not overdone. You know, when something like this comes with everything, you imagine they're doing it in huge vats. Mm-hmm. And anytime you do that, you run the risk of just not getting good rice. It's just not good. But this is, it's nice and fluffy.
The rice is the throwaway product.
Exactly. But it's nice and fluffy, it's well seasoned, and it's definitely a nice complement to everything else.
It goes well in.
It does. It does indeed.
Mm. We've come a long way since Mexican haystackers, my friend.
Don't you be knocking Mexican haystackers.
I'm not.
Which I don't know if anyone, I don't know if that's a universal.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think any child of the 80s and 90s has had Mexican haystackers at some point in their life.
For those,
they'd really be missing out.
For people that either didn't grow up in the 80s or, more specifically, didn't grow up as part of the Shakopee school system.
Lunch plan.
Yes. What are Mexican haystackers?
Mexican haystackers is essentially a glorified taco salad mm-hmm. served on Fritos with white rice on it.
That's right, the white rice.
The white rice, some seasoned taco meat, Fritos, and then just as much toppings as you can possibly put on it. And it was one of those things that overflowed all the sections of your tray.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay. Because you basically just mixed it all together and just went to town and prayed for death.
Well, and that was always one where you could really go crazy. Mm-hmm. With all of the crap you could put on it.
Stuff.
It was one of those times where you're given pretty much free reign.
Might have been the start of your fascination and love of stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, like, Mexican food is good for having a lot of different flavors and different...
Textures
and just a lot of crap on the plate.
Yeah.
And you know, I am a big fan of American Mexican food. I would say, you know, the Americanized... kind of version of them, but I've been getting, you know, we've talked sure before about I'm really getting into South American food. I mean, it's a lot of the same kind of flavors and things, just not quite to the stupid degree that American Mexican food is.
What do you mean by American Mexican food? I guess is get a point of clarification.
I like Taco Bell.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's that stuff that you can get just about anywhere.
Okay. I don't know about you, I'm enjoying the crap out of mine.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, sir?
Very good. I celebrated the official start of summer. Went to the
diner. They snuck a little.
What's the matter?
Oh.
What is it?
I just got two random wedges of potatoes in my rice.
Okay, nothing wrong with that?
No, I'm not complaining. I thought they were pineapple for a second. That's why I was going to say something. But
thank you.
But they're not. So anyway, continue.
We had the official start of summer.
We did.
The Dana Art Fair was this weekend, which I think for the local food scene is an atrocity because there's nothing there. The closed circuit to all the food trucks in town. Get on that. Because there's nothing but, you know, your dirty carnival food there. You know what I'm talking about? Like mm-hmm. the mom and pop, you know, cotton candy stand, you know. They could be making a literal fortune. You know, you got upper middle class people shopping for expensive pieces of art in the summertime, wanting food. And you throw a couple half dozen food trucks out there, holy crap.
Yeah?
You make a haul in 3 days.
Well, to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible that there is a desire on the part of food truck proprietors to get out there. But Edina strikes me as one of those cities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Edina just instituted happy hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about that for a second. For a long time, it was illegal in Edina to have happy hours.
Illegal to have happy hours. which I've never heard of before.
Yeah, and I remember that story. We actually were going to talk about that, but when it happened, because this was a few months ago that they...
A couple weeks ago.
Was it a couple weeks ago? I thought it felt like longer ago, but...
No, a couple weeks ago.
Regardless, we've been meaning to talk about it. Good board. Okay, one thing I do have to say on here... They got the
I know where you're going.
They got the Mexican TV going on all screens. I mean, they got probably six screens going.
Right.
And you know, Mexican, and especially Univision, they figured it out in terms of
newscasters.
In terms of newscasters.
Huh.
And you know what? I would if I were a plain looking Mexican woman.
Yeah.
Which I am none of those three things. But if I were, I would be very upset with Univision, because they put forth this idea that every woman in Mexico is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with BBC.
Hell. Univision, it's basically unscrambled porn. Because you can't understand what they're saying,
right?
So you can just make up the dirtiest talk you can think of.
Yeah, they could be talking about brokering peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
No.
It's just it's Dear Penthouse Letters. That's all I'm thinking when I'm here. But God damn, there's some attractive women on the TV. Granted, this is not a new revelation.
No.
I felt it was thrust in front of me, and
there's also
I thrust
a possibility.
It back. What?
Yeah, you've been thrusting for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying before my thrusting interrupted you?
No, I was going back to, said Edina Art Fair.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah, it was illegal. Up until a couple of weeks ago, when the Edina City Council passed that you could actually have a happy hour.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say about that before I got sidetracked by the beautiful ladies on the TV.
Univision.
I remember hearing that story, seeing it on the news. They had an interview with some guy on the city council. I forget what his name was. It might not even be on the city council, but some city leader.
Okay.
And he was talking about how he doesn't, you know, they're going with this now, but he doesn't want Edina to become, you know, a city where people come to unwind after work. I said, why not?
They've got him in the literal city center, Centennial Lakes, literal city center of Edina. They have a massive... Great. Thank you. They have a massive bowling alley and bar complex called Pinstripes. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's got outdoor seating. It's got a patio. Everything. It is designed to bring people in from around there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally where I work. A lot of people go there after work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there and tell me that you don't want to keep your money in your own city.
If I was a voter,
oh my God,
in Edina, that guy would have been out immediately.
Can you imagine that? How stupid is that? That's the dumbest take I've ever heard.
And again, Edina, not a cheap city.
No. Just so try to buy gas there.
I mean, you've got people there with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the restaurants that we've gone to in that 50th and France area have been good.
Right.
So it's like they've got some talent there, but it's just like, God, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Completely.
Meanwhile, you got here in Northeast Minneapolis, not exactly the richest part of town.
Right. But you got some of the best food in town.
And you got 2-for-1 margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
That is the happiest of hours right there.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm enjoying the crap out of mine. I don't know about you.
I've run out of stuff.
Oh.
It's very upsetting.
What do you mean you ran out of stuff?
I've got a lot of goat, but no other stuff.
Oh. You could ask for another plate of rice.
More probably, stuff.
Probably only set you back about $1.
It might be.
I'll take your burnt beans, though.
Yeah, please. Please do. And chomp on that jalapeno, too, if you want.
I'm good.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was unappealing at the art fair.
Not unappealing, it was just uninspired.
Yeah.
You know?
You fail. God. Making a mess.
I really am.
I'm gonna get beans on the recorder here.
That also might be the name of
this. We've managed
show.
Not to spill food on this recorder. Yet.
We didn't spill anything on
yes,
the last
Yes, we did.
Or...
Yeah, we did.
You got plenty of rice left over there, Holmes.
Yeah, I know. But I want more guac. I want more stuff.
I'm asking for more stuff.
You know me and asking.
You're shy.
I'm shy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reserved.
Really?
I am. I am a shrinking violet.
The one shining, bright shining moment that I did enjoy I enjoyed the entire time at Dinah Art Fair, but the place that really got it was Pig and Fiddle, which is a favorite of ours.
Mm-hmm.
As they had a guy.
And they're right there. I mean,
yeah.
They're...
And they were doing like a happy hour all damn day. And they were, they had people, that place was packed to the gills. I couldn't even get in. And I really wanted to because they had really good beer specials going on. But they got it. They got that idea. The other places around there, like Motsumiya and Salute, and one of the Barrios is over there, mm-hmm. and Edina Grill. Didn't really seem to have much going on when really you should be, you know, capitalizing on stuff like that. So it was good to see the new kid on the block kind of taking that step forward. And, you know, they literally had a guy outside those, like, you know, bantering with people and telling them to come
I'm
in.
I'm just surprised. Like some of those places, I mean, most of those are new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Motsumi is pretty new. Barrio is pretty new.
Over the last couple of years, yeah.
Mm. But, like, Barrio has a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not like this is an unfamiliar concept.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me if it's the same sort of deal with the happy hour thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, we can't have too much fun.
Right.
I didn't realize that Edina was that city that they were talking about, Footloose.
And John Lithgow goes there, too.
Yeah. You know, that guy? The guy did kind of look like
Come
John
on,
Lithgow.
Come on, Ryan. Where are you when we need you?
What a
Let's
stupid name.
Let's hear it for
name.
The boys.
What a stupid name. Why would you name your kid Ren?
To dance, man. To dance. I have no idea. I'm just surprised I pulled that out.
Yeah, I am, too. It's been a very 80s-tastic show.
It really has been.
Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah.
Footloose. I almost said Flashdance, but that's a completely different movie. I'm really upset that there was never a sequel.
To Flashdance?
To Footloose, called Fancy Free. But... then again, movie execs are rarely in tune with 80-year-old humor.
Daddy humor.
Yeah, daddy.
Get that one for your dad.
They might have been, I think that qualifies as grandpa humor.
You sure?
I don't know
because
if that's quite dad
that
humor.
Wasn't good.
I didn't say it was good.
That came from your dad's joke book is what that did.
Yeah, but my you know as well as I do, my dad is old before his time when it comes to humor, so.
Your dad is a 60-year-old trapped in an 80-year-old's body. Wait. An 80-year-old trapped in a 60-year-old's body.
With 80-year-old knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad when your dad's making jokes about the Depression.
It's bad when I'm making jokes about the Depression.
That's true. Your dad's making jokes about the Civil War.
Oh, I'm stuffed. That was.
You got a lot of men there.
I know.
Your disappointment.
Yeah, well. I also had a large margarita, so.
I did too. I'm still going at it.
Screw you. I can talk about this. Speaking of, of meaty things and things of that nature, is farmers market season.
Yeah.
Starting up. The Northeast Farmers Market started up this last weekend.
Yeah.
That's right by a Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what flavor of Catholic it is, but it's some kind of Catholic church. I got pictures of the Pope everywhere. I'm assuming it's Catholic.
You might be onto something.
Yeah. And, Northeast Farmers Market's right in the parking lot of the church.
Okay.
And since it was the opening weekend, the church was doing a traditional pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
In the basement. Nice. So you can go down there and it's $6.
and you got two pancakes.
Yeah.
And they're decent sized pancakes.
Paint me work picture.
You got two pancakes, just glorious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best that they use the best boxes of Bisquick you've ever seen. I take that back, because they were actually because they were going all about locally produced, locally sourced stuff. So it was a nice kind of whole wheat pancake.
Oh, okay.
Which normally I'm against.
Because
I belong to the Church of Bisquick.
Yes.
But this was very light, where it provided a lot of that kind of nutty flavor without being basically pressed granola.
Okay.
So high marks on the whole wheat pancake. So then you had two sausages.
Okay.
Baked sausages, courtesy of, I believe, Centers, which is the local ethnic meat market.
Okay.
Fantastic. And then you got a nice little cup of real natural maple syrup.
Oh yeah.
And then you got
what you asked for a second one, because you drank the first one as a shot.
I was threatening to.
Yeah.
But I did not.
Okay.
It was a church. I tried to behave.
That's really more self-control than you usually know for.
No, I actually joked about taking a shot for the road on the way out, but I decided against it.
That's how well I know you.
I know. And then you also got some orange juice or coffee if you wanted it. And that was fantastic. Like, it was like $6 for that. Which, it's hard to beat that. I almost thought about going back for another round, because the sausages were so good.
That's more pancakes.
Pancakes were fantastic.
It's empty calories.
It was awesome. No, they're full of deliciousness.
Sorry.
That's the only unit of volume I recognize is deliciousness.
I thought you measured everything in pancakes.
Well, sausages, actually.
Okay. Easier to count.
Yeah. Generally. So we're walking around the little market there and made some purchases. We got a local homemade pickle place, which we had their jumbo garlic kosher, which was fantastic. Then we also got some Southwestern gherkins, so the smaller ones. Those are really, really good.
Mm.
And I mentioned to Heather, because, I mean, it's Southwest flavor, so it's, you know, a lot of kind of Mexican, Tex-Mexy kind of colors, or the flavors. And I had mentioned that this would be really good to dice up, put in a salsa. And Heather made the same face you just made.
Thinking about it.
Where it was just like,
I'm not sure that would work, but I think it might work.
That was pretty much, well, she didn't even go that far. She's just like, that sounds really weird.
Okay?
Yes, everything is great.
Yes.
What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, she was very skeptical. But I'm like, I think there's a spot for a good spicy, crunchy pickle in the salsa.
But where you couldn't do it with the normal jive. What would you pair with that? Like, you can't do.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe you can.
I think you could. I think this is just one of those ideas that's so foreign to people, like they can't process it.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, I think one of us needs to try this.
You got the pickles, so
I do,
go for it.
Yeah, but nothing's more sad than when you order a half a pound of pickles, which sounds like it should be a lot, and it's like three.
Yeah.
It's like, huh.
Pickles got some weight to it.
But they do. They're very dense.
Yeah. It's a sexual joke in there somewhere, but neither one of us is going to take it.
No, we're better than that.
Yeah, we're bigger than that.
Yes,
we're bigger than that joke.
We've
matured in our old age.
We've matured. But no, I'm curious. I want to try it at some point. But the better
part...
I think it could be done. But we also picked up some fresh rhubarb. Which is the opposite of pickles.
Son of a bitch.
We got like three huge stalks, and it was like a pound. Which is annoying, because the rhubarb...
It's out of rhubarb season.
What?
We're past rhubarb season.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we kind of are.
No, we're in the height.
I don't think so. I think you got some foreign rhubarb is what you got.
No, it just started, man.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Regardless, it was fantastic. Because we busted out a Martha Stewart recipe.
Oh, did you know?
For a nice little oatmeal...
So if you get a rhubarb crisp, I'm going to throw this at you.
We did a rhubarb crisp.
You did?
We did. And it was delicious.
You and I are no longer friends. I love rhubarb crisp. I might like it more than I like apple crisp.
I know.
Just saying something.
I know. And Heather said something after she made it.
Yeah. It didn't involve... We should save some of this for Dave.
No. Actually, your name did not come up at all.
I hate you.
In fact, actually, one of the other phrases she mentioned is because we thought we had more rhubarb than we did. And the recipe itself called for 2 pounds.
Okay.
And we got these, big bundle of it. It was barely a pound.
Yeah, barely. It doesn't yield a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with kale.
Yeah. So we had a half the recipe. Okay. But the end result was perfect because, and she actually said this, we each get 2 servings and we don't have to share with anyone. So she might have been thinking of you, just not in the way you were hoping. But she said something after she had made it, and we had it. And I will admit, and I said this to her, I was a little worried because it's one of those dishes that doesn't smell how it tastes.
No, it smells like foot.
Like all you smell is oatmeal and just that kind of musty kind of scent.
I know what you're talking about.
But then you take a bite of it and it's just like, oh good lord.
Where have you been all my life?
Exactly. And she said something that almost made me just take her right there.
I've never heard you talk about your wife with this much passion and vigor.
Yes, but it's so rare that she says something like, "I should do more crisps."
Really?
She said that.
I might mount her now.
Please don't tell her that. But it was.
I'm gonna when we pull up at your house because I know the windows are open. I'm gonna yell out the car window. You should make more crisps.
I think you should. I think she'd laugh about that. Don't mention the mounting part. But,
I won't. I won't.
And this is the part in the show where I remember that my father-in-law listens to the show.
Hi, father-in-law.
Hi,
Greg. Dad.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry. Yeah. Anyway, but no, it's like this is an activity I endorse.
Oh my God!
Because
I don't think kinder words have ever been said to you.
To me, like I like pie.
Yeah, I do.
The problem I have with pie is that I'm there for the filling, and the crust is merely a vehicle, if not just a straight-up impediment.
It's okay. A blockade.
Crust is just a space that could be more filling.
Right. That's why I love the cream pies, because even the top part's part of the pack.
Well, there's that, too. But a crisp is the pie without the crust.
Yeah. The crust is the crust is part of the
deliciousness. It's like one of the few times I've actually watched Seinfeld, where the whole idea with the muffin tops, tops. That's what the crisp is.
Yeah, it's the only funny part that ever came out of Seinfeld.
It's a very rare jewel. Yeah. The rest of
it was just garbage. 9 years of garbage. Probably didn't make a lot of friends on that comment, did I?
My opinion of Seinfeld is well documented.
I completely agree with you on the crisp aspect of it.
Yeah.
Although it's the thing I have with crisps is I don't know how much I can eat. Because with the pie,
You're given a discrete measurement.
Right. It's
one
equal
slice.
And it's always going to be circular, and you can just like, okay, I ate half
I've
a
had
pie.
Square, I've had square pie, but.
Yeah. I've had a half a pie. Mm-hmm. Or I've had a quarter of a pie. Okay. I've had a quarter of a pie. I've never actually eaten that. Well, I could eat a half pie, but that's beside the point.
Having it on more than it's healthy, I know. Anything at this point.
But, you look at it, that's a quarter of a pie piece, okay? When you get when you throw the crisp into said bowl.
Yeah. And we got some, like, vanilla ice cream.
Just regular vanilla ice cream. Yeah, the crisp is just...
I'm really glad there's a table in between me and your crotch right now.
But just warm. So it's melting that ice cream just a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. We're both getting teared up. I mean, this is probably the most emotional we've ever been on this show. We're talking about crisps. God.
Rhubarb crisp.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I had the best crisp I've ever had, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
I had a rhubarb crisp out at Jake O'Connor's.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, in Excelsior.
Oh, Excelsior.
Excelsior. Yeah. Completely out of the blue. Not expected at an Irish pub. But, oh my God, I nearly went back and just hugged the chef and cried a little bit in his arms. But, oh, Gotta love crisps.
And again, it's you can't.
It goes rhubarb, apple for me, then cherry.
See, I'm not a big cherry fan in general.
Yeah. I can take it or leave it.
Yeah. And I think it's just because of where we grew up.
Right.
I mean, any cherries we're going to get here are imported.
Or probably not canned.
The best. Or canned.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got fresh apples. We got fresh rhubarb around here.
What's your take on the cobbler?
Cobbler is just a long word for crisp.
I know.
There's not a huge difference.
But the crisp is superior to the cobbler.
I think it's a hot dish casserole kind of thing where they're pretty much the same thing, just like a little differently prepared.
But even you have to admit the hot dish is superior.
I will admit that the tater tot hot dish is superior.
I just made last week. Just out of the blue.
What?
I made that last week.
That is one of the problems where.
With the extra crispy Areta tater tots.
Oh, okay, the tater tots. Okay, I thought you were going to go Funyuns or the crispy onion thing, which normally I'm a fan of, but not as top. But yeah, you know, I need to make a good tater tot hot dish one of these days. Because that's freaking.
It's so good and so simple.
It is. It really is.
Right?
Plenty of room. But what were we talking about?
Crisps.
I feel like I'm committing baking blasphemy by saying that cobblers and crisps are almost identical.
I know, because there's somebody listening right now that's getting really angry.
That's
right
very,
now.
And I might be living with her, right.
Somebody's gonna be sleeping on the crisps-free couch.
Yeah. Well, I just go downstairs.
There's no crisps up there.
There's video games downstairs. So.
Okay, good point.
So I'll assuage my crisplessness.
That's really hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very tricky.
How's time for kids?
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
That's a real plate?
Yeah.
Can I be honest for you?
I don't think so. I think we're good. Thank you. I just want crisp now.
They might have some on the menu. No. Unfortunately, they're beans.
I already scoped it out.
Oh, yeah.
They do have flan. But
I'm not a big flan guy, which is weird.
Yeah. No, they don't have crisp.
I'm hysterical. Find a crisp.
I had a barley syrup on my plate, so I might have to stop there on the way.
You know, I have an idea, and I think this could work.
Okay.
Here's what we need to do.
Okay.
We need to rope us. Perhaps literally, but I'm willing to go metaphorically.
Okay.
We need to rope us some old church ladies.
Okay.
We need to do some good Lutheran church cuisine in a drive-through setting.
Talk to me.
If I could go...
Preach, my brother.
If I could go and get a thing, a hot dish.
Oh, like a tuna noodle hot dish?
A tuna noodle hot dish.
Oh, yeah.
And I can get it from, you know, the closest we have is Sonic, and that's just because they have tater tots.
That's not close.
That's not even close. I know, that's the thing.
Are you ready, okay?
Thank you.
But I think there's something we could go there. Just, you know, something, you know, classic diner, you know, Minnesota diner food. You know,
that Minnesota diner.
A Minnesota diner. You know,
it just does.
Get your turkey commercials going. Although
beef commercials.
That might be a little messy. Just a hot turkey sandwich or a hot turkey dinner.
Put everything in the styrofoam. It transports well.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just
it just crisps all the time.
Yeah. Just nothing but crisps.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's something to that because there is this whole.
Some fresh lefse.
Here's what makes me think this would work.
Swedish meatball day could be Tuesday.
So there's this whole, you know, chains are somewhat behind in terms of food trends.
Yeah.
And it's hit a chain, that's when you know it. You know, the trend is kind of set.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, right now with all the chains, we're going through kind of the artisanal thing. Now, where they're talking about, you know, you see this a lot more with things like pizza places, things like Domino's. They're talking about, oh, you know, just, you know, locally sourced ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, and that was maybe a few years ago. The last couple of years, we've seen more like home style places, more homesy things, and But the problem is that there is no chain equipped to do a casserole.
Okay, not a chain. Okay, I got an idea. What if we didn't do this as a chain? We did this as a food truck. Like every day you have a different hot dish out there. Maybe some fresh baked bread. And then a different crisp every day.
While I like the idea, for me the big appeal is to know that at any point I can get in my car and go get some crisp and perhaps some tater tot hot dish.
Food truck, you're limited in access, you're limited in time. I like
that's
your
part
idea.
But that's part of the exclusivity of it.
Yeah, but I'm not interested in exclusive.
You want to appeal to the masses.
I want whim-based hot dish.
You want your hot dishes readily available at Subway.
Not Subway. That'd be terrible. They'd smell of yeast. But they'd have that Subway stank on them.
Subway stank is never good.
No.
I hate me some Subway stank.
Although we have an Herbert's and Gerber's now near my building.
Ish.
Why do you hate on Herbert's and Gerber's?
I hate pretty much any fast food sandwich chain.
Why?
It's the bread. I don't like the yeasty bread smell.
I don't get the yeasty bread smell anywhere but Subway.
I get it everywhere.
Maybe you're just sensitive.
Emilio's, Jimmy John's, Subway. I don't get it at Quiznos.
It's because they burn the hell out of their bread, so it burns away all the yeast.
I'd rather smell the burnt bread than the yeasty garbage.
I think there's something to this.
I'm still stuck on the crisp with a little bit of cold vanilla ice cream.
That's what I'm going home to.
Do you have vanilla ice cream at home?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I hate you.
As you should.
I hate you in a good way, though, right now.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I hate you like I'm jealous of you more.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's good for me, not necessarily that you hate me, but right. That I'm in a position to be hated.
Exactly.
I see where you're going with that. All right. So, should we wrap up here?
Yeah, we should.
No, it's your first time here. What is your opinion?
Loved it. It was really good. It was really good. I liked mine. It wasn't like blow the doors off spicy, but had plenty of flavor. You can definitely tell that sauce had been simmering for a long, long time, and the flavors were well developed, but not overly developed, where like one seasoning was more powerful than the other. Onions and the shrimps were cooked perfectly. The tortillas were awesome.
Is it weird that anytime I hear someone say shrimps, I want them to say scrimps?
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Is that weird?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The margarita deal is probably the best in town, considering what we just paid for that.
Yeah.
We got two, I would say, how many ounces do you suppose that is?
24
ounce margaritas for $6.
Yeah.
That is unheard of. That is Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. If you're not here, you're really stupid.
And you know what? It's very obvious that they didn't. I mean, that's not a homemade mix. That's probably a store-bought mix.
No.
But they make up for it with. That was as strong as a margarita where you don't taste it.
Yep.
That I think I've had in quite a while.
Oh, yeah. That had plenty of tequila in it. Daddy's going to be filling that on the drive home. But that's a screaming deal. Like you said about the rice was really good, really fluffy. It wasn't like the burned out of a box mix. And you actually found a couple of rogue potatoes in yours, too. So
I did.
I should say something. And the same thing goes with the beans, even though you didn't like you don't like beans. Those were not out of, a pre-mixed, slop of refried beans. It actually had, formed beans in it.
The impression that I got from this place, and I've been, like I said, I've been here a few times, is that...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that this is very much a place, probably been around for a while, probably owned by a family.
I completely agree.
I mean, this is one of those places where it's probably run by family. They got, I mean, it's a pretty big space. I mean, you could probably put 100, 150 people in here.
Yeah, and they have an actual bar area, so and what looks to be a somewhat of a dance floor too.
Yeah, I know they have live music here on occasion.
They look like they do some simulcasting of boxing matches here too.
So. Boxing, MMA, soccer. They do a lot of stuff, and you know, it's kind of that old bylaw of anytime you go to a foreign place, if it's populated only by people of that ethnicity, mm-hmm. you know it's going to be good. And when we got here, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't full, but it's also, a Monday.
Monday, and it was still pretty early. Mm-hmm. You know, people were still getting home from work.
Yeah. But it's... I like this place. If I have to make any recommendation not to get, they do tortas here.
Okay.
And there's actually several of their tortas, they use something that they just call a Mexican sausage, which is a hot dog.
Which should be probably chorizo.
Well, a lot of times they also do chorizo.
Okay.
But that I don't know what they put in that hot dog, but it does bad things.
You sure it was the hot dog?
I've never had a problem with anything I've had here, unless I've had one of their tortas.
Okay.
So, other than that, their tortas are fine.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, avoid the Mexican sausage if possible. So that's my little tip. But I think what we had was fine. I mean, my goat barbacoa was really good. And definitely, home prepared. I mean, I did catch a little bone fragment in there, which is both encouraging and also disheartening at the same time.
Well, it's goat.
It's goat.
Previous journeys into the goatdom is it's a very bony, yeah.
And I'm not taking any points from them on that because, I mean, like you said, goat is hard to avoid. Mm-hmm. But it's also that, to me, that proves that this is something they're making from scratch.
Yep.
And it's just annoying to have to pick.
Didn't think that they had a whole lot of goat in the jar, though. Goat in a can.
Isn't that an old Metallica song?
I'm pretty sure. That's Whiskey in the Jar.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And that wasn't even a Metallica song. That was a Thin Lizzy song that they covered.
Yep.
I think it was Thin Lizzy. Sounds right. But anyway, so I try to do math here.
You okay there, Holmes?
I'm okay. I really need to shave. It's getting itchy.
Yeah, you do. You're a mess.
I know. We've been talking about this for weeks, and I haven't gotten around to it.
God. It's time.
I know.
It's really time.
I know. Anyway, we do thank our sponsor, hopchart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by... Attracted
more beer commercials.
Attracted with news, yeah. News peoples. Hopchart.com, check them out. Even though we didn't do any beer this time.
That's okay.
That's okay. Also want to welcome you guys to Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Foursquare, which I already checked us in on, foursquare.com yep. /wellfedguidetolife, or Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Like I said, the margaritas got a little bit of kick tone, making the wrap up a little more difficult. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. And we should start planning. It's a little early yet, but we should start planning the State Fair show.
It's still a little early.
Still a little early?
We got until end of August.
Oh, is that? Is it? Oh. For some reason I thought it started
July. We've
had
a warm spring, so it's kind of...
It's throwing me off.
It's throwing you off.
Yeah.
We got almost 4 months.
Yes.
2 months. God, I cannot do math. I had a lot. That was really powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
There might have been a roofie in there, for all we know. I mean...
You're not going to rape me, are you?
Only if you're lucky.
Gee, shucks.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.